big problem today, folks. Really big problem. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you. I need your help. Need your help solving this big, huge dilemma, but it's what's on your mind. And let's get things rolling. We're in Jamestown today. That's why we're at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill right downtown Jamestown. So all came from our listeners. We just, one after another, hear about great places, great things to do, great, the best of everything the Northern Plains has to offer. And, decided to put on our bucket list, getting to some of these great places. These are these best of. And so that's why we're at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill in Jamestown today. How many times in my life have I been to Jamestown? Either passing through or coming here for a particular event? I don't know, but a lot. I would say a lot. I pretty much live on I-94, right? So I'm always 94, 83, Highway 2. So I'm through Jamestown a lot. How many times do you think you've been through Jamestown? Minnesota boy that comes to Bismarck, North Dakota, Todd, you probably...
Oh, my gosh. It's in the hundreds. Lost count years ago.
Have you ever been to the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill right downtown
Jamestown? That I have not.
Me either. Why? These are the questions. These are the dilemmas. This is part of the big problem today. There's just so many places to go and just not enough days or programs to...
Well, you got to get off the beaten path once in a while, too. I mean, there is a world beyond the exit off the freeway, you know?
Exactly. Bodno started all this for this. You know, we were down down in Frisco, got invited to Bodno, thought, okay, we'll go to Bodno and go there and discover all these neat things from Lake Minnegoshi State Park to the lake to, Pride Dairy and Annie's house at the ski hill, the Bodno Winter Park, and just find all these really, wonderful restaurants, fun places, and a lot of great North Dakotans with Four Seasons Playground up there. And they kind of lit up this this bucket list project of ours to get to all the best of. So that's what we're doing today. We'll tell you about this. Sherry Heyer, who's a Jamestown girl, and her husband Jim own this restaurant. And so we're going to talk with them a little bit today about this unique part of Jamestown and hope you take it in at some point. This is the program we do call What's on Your Mind. Here's the telephone numbers, 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. On Facebook, you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Either way, good way to weigh in on the program. So here's the big problem. You ready, Todd? I have too many things on my mind today. My head's exploding. So we're going to have to let the listeners sort this out. We have a guest joining us, a Democratic legislative leader in North Dakota, a Republican legislative leader, to recap the recently competed political conventions. Democrats were 2 weekends ago in Fargo, Republicans last weekend in Minot. What now? Where do we go and get their take and welcome your calls for them? Al Carlson, a Republican leader, and Ken Honestad, a Democratic leader, will join us today on the program. Next hour, Terry Wanzek, Terry Farms here, and is a successful farmer in that he's planting crops in the ground, but he also is a really neat value-added project as well. TNT Farms, we're going to talk with Terry about what they're doing in value-added with beans, and we're going to talk a little bit about the year that was and the year to be and planning decisions and all things agriculture today with Terry Wanzek today on the program as well. And celebrate a lot of great things about Jamestown. Harold Newman, iconic North Dakota entrepreneur, loved Jamestown. He's the reason there's a big buffalo and that. The Civic Center, which was built one of the best in the state, and the Spiritwood Energy Park's did a lot of neat things going on in Jamestown. So we'll be talking about those as we go throughout the program today. Here's my dilemma, Todd.
Yes.
There's a big game tonight, so that's on my mind. You've got the University of North Dakota taking on the Minnesota Golden Chokers. Gophers,
Golden
I meant.
Sorry,
little slip of the tongue there. Who wins that one? Do you think?
We want your
prediction
on the
big game. Well, yes, Chokers, Rodents. Yeah. We're starting off enduring ourselves to University of Minnesota fans. Guess what? We don't care. I can't
we're
possibly
homers and
care.
That's fine. Why should we apologize for that?
Not going to, but who wins tonight? What I most love about this fact that this matchup is happening is that, a lot of hockey politics wrapped up in the NCAA politics, the Gophers in Wisconsin and a few teams leave for a Big Ten league, and then the WCHA implodes, and then there's a new NCHC, and because they're no longer in the same league, Minnesota, who's long looked down their noses at North Dakota because of the Fighting Sioux nickname debate, said, we're not going to play you anymore, which is more about them not wanting to lose
exactly
than it is about the name, but whatever. Guess what? All the academics, all the presidents, all their little political correct maneuvering couldn't prevent a Frozen Four matchup between the University of North Dakota and the Golden Chokers. So isn't that priceless? I just love
Golden
it.
Golden Chokers, I love that.
It's going to be so fun to watch. Can't even wait to watch and take it all in. Who wins it tonight? So that's on my mind. I have my head popping over that. I read the Bismarck Tribune early this morning. Blaring headline: Teen with blank expression stabs 22 people. And I think here we go again. But what's the here we go again? To me, it's not school violence. To me, it's not the weapon. In this case, it was a kitchen knife, by the way. It's something else that we never focus on in these particular cases. We always go to some rabbit trail, and the rabbit trail would be the weapon, and not the person behind the weapon. What do you think most worries me about that headline right there, would you say, Todd? Teen with blank expression stabs 22 people.
Well, I mean, where do you begin? But, I mean, how do you keep it from happening again? You can't.
Blank expression is what just grabs it.
Well,
that's the neon part of that.
It's all jarring, and definitely that, too. But
so we start pulling
those
threads.
The battle cry is going to be, we can't let this happen again. We can't, okay, well, good luck, because if it's not a table knife, then it's a pen or a pencil. Or there's always something.
Yeah, and you know what? 22 people stabbed. It's no small incident. Some fighting for their life as we speak. I mean, but the blank Absolutely. Expression, the thread I pull is why? Why is there a blank expression? What happened? Some stories about him having been bullied at one point. Did that get missed? Obviously, some mental health issues. Did that get missed? But the point is, there's good and there's evil. And some people go to a dark place when you have that blank expression. And when you're in that dark place without soul, however you ended up there, this is what we need to catch. This is where we need to focus our attention. Find someone that's on a path to darkness and bring them back. And you know what? You could do that with a smile. You could do that with a lending ear and a conversation and a lending hand and help in any way, shape, or form. Without a penny in your pocket, there's ways to help. It's just to, you know, watch and be aware and not get so wrapped up. So there's a million places I'd rather go than locking, the school kitchen so this kid can't get. I don't know how he got the knives. I don't know if he brought them in or if he got them there or whatever. But the point is, that's silly when we go down that path, I believe. So, that's the dilemma. That's on my mind. I all the ranchers we have in our audience have to be watching very closely what is going on in Nevada and saying, are you kidding me? Is this the United States of America? If you haven't been following this, the concern over turtles eating has caused the Bureau of Land Management to boot a family and their ranching off some BLM land. And the family has fought this. It's been in court. They've lost. And now it's come to 200 armed federal agents surrounding the farm. Snipers out there, what's being called a range war, cattle being seized, cattle being killed. A Democratic governor said, look, this is intimidation. They put up a First Amendment area, so anybody that supported the family would have to go in this pen. Here's my take. Put the turtles in a pen and buy them some turtle food at the pet store and make sure they get fed. I'm pretty sure, could be wrong, pretty sure that tortoises and cattle have coexisted for a lot of years and found a way. I'm not sure they need 200 farm federal agents surrounding a ranch to support them. Are you following this story? Are you paying attention to it? Or does it matter to you? How could it not? How could it not bring back some scary stories from our past, number one? Number two, how could it not have us say, what's wrong with this picture? Seriously, we're talking about tortoise food leading us to this? And I don't know that the family's been perfect in this. There's been court orders, and you know they're now defying those. There has to be a rule of law. On the other hand, is this an overreach? Is this the best way to defuse the situation? I'm troubled by it, and curious if you are as well. So, want you to weigh in that. We got a pit bull attack being stopped by a man protecting a woman up in Minot. Those pit bull stories always beg the question: are we doing enough there? My gosh, there's a lot of things in the news. You sensing why I have a big problem now? Too many things to talk about. Let me get Dave in here. First up, because we're short on time in this particular segment, but plenty of time to get you in. Dave, what's your take on my big problem?
Poor guy Bundy out there in Nevada with the tortoises. There's a save. Once they declared them tortoises an endangered species, people that had them for pets turned them into a conservatory there by Las Vegas or somewhere out there. And last December, in an article in the paper out there, they stated that they did not get their funding, which was $1 million a year to run this 290-acre tortoise refuge.
Wait a minute. Hang on, Dave, because I want to hear more of this story. This is an angle to this story that I hadn't heard. Dave South of Dickinson will continue after the break. Hold tight, Dave.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, and you already know them as North Dakota's best truck wash, but now an all-new service. Megan, tell us what's up.
Yep, we are now starting to offer interior detailing services for both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment. We can guarantee that we'll get your truck done the same day.
Can't beat that deal. Call them at 701-628-1550 now with detailing services at North Dakota's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. They're on the truck bypass south of Stanley, south of the Pinnacle Senex.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This is What's on Your Mind. Beautiful Thursday. Not quite as warm, obviously, as yesterday. Kind of cooled off in a hurry with that little cold front that moved in that took us down about 20 degrees. But it's still a nice spring day. Sun is shining. And watch that beautiful sunrise today on the way in, cruising from Bismarck to Jamestown. And we're at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill in Jamestown today, broadcasting all day. Invite you to check out this little treasure in Jamestown next time you're in town. Or if you haven't had a chance like me to be here before, do it for the first time, and you'll become a regular. By the way, I want to thank our roadshow sponsor, PetroServe USA. They fill us up. Those are the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. Love what they do. And give you choice at the pump, lots of options, and, of course, fill you up, too. as in the 4 for $4 special with the hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soft drink, your choice of two cookies, four items for $4 at Petrol Serve USA locations. All right, Dave South of Dickinson was chatting about the situation in Nevada at the ranch before the break, and I was not aware that after the decision naming this particular tortoise a endangered species, which is the whole issue here. They're moving the cattle off the land because they say the cattle are eating the tortoise's food. It's an endangered species and these poor tortoises. I wasn't aware we increased the amount of tortoises to try and get on the dole, it sounds like, once that decision was made from things that went from pet to some sort of, what did you call it, a refuge that they put together out there, Dave? Tell me more about it.
Yeah, it's a 290-acre tortoise conservatory for people that had these tortoises as pets, and they turned them in, and they couldn't just turn them out to the wild. So they had this conservatory there. Well, it's still there. But last year, they didn't get enough funding, so in the December issue of the paper, they made a statement that due to lack of funding, they're going to have to euthanize half of the turtle population. So there's a little more to this, I think, than just saving tortoises. And now, the reason the BLM got involved is because some conservation group threatened to sue them if they didn't remove this guy off the land.
Who was going to sue who? The conservatory was going to sue the BLM?
No. Some tree-hugging group, environmental group.
I got it.
Was going to do that.
So then they boot him off, and meanwhile this guy, I forget how long, but what he's arguing is that his rights to the grazing predate the BLM, right?
Hey, he's been there since 1876.
Yeah. So, and again, he's lost in court, but I mean, he's appealing this, going through all these things. And what's most chilling to me is, okay, seriously, 200 armed agents, snipers, you know,
that is
killing.
Scary. How come the federal government has the only armed agency that goes to war against American citizens? That is scary. Now we want to have drones flying over us.
The family.
Wake up, people.
Yeah, the family said just that. Wake up, America. They're taking everything from us. That's what the family in this case is saying about this incident out there. Interesting twist to what you shared with us as well. Nice to hear from you today on the program, and appreciate the call.
Yeah, you guys got a good guy that comes on after your rerun show named Clyde Lewis on Ground Zero. Last night, his whole show was dedicated to this guy. It was very interesting.
Oh, interesting. Appreciate that. That's, you're talking about the program that airs after this show reruns from 7 until 9 on KFIR. When the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux aren't playing the Golden Chokers, by the way, so that won't happen.
Absolutely.
But anyway, you're talking about the show that after is after 9. On
Ground Zero Radio, yeah.
Yep, Ground Zero.
Appreciate the call, Dave. Good talking to you. 800-228-0550. Question.
Chokers.
Are you following this situation? You know, we have a lot of ranchers here. You know, whose side do you take? You following it? And is it an over-the-top federal reaction to enforce the court order to protect a turtle? Or is, you know, some might argue, look, you know, we didn't want any bad things to happen, so we need a strong show of force to prevent any violence. The headlines on this are downright chilling. They really are. 200 armed federal agents. Here's some of the comments on our Facebook page about it. Gene says, I'm afraid this will end like Ruby Ridge. Taylor says, Waco? Daniel says, actually posted another story about a BLM overreach. Janet says, this is near Las Vegas in the desert. The Bureau of Land Management has been killing the tortoises they were caring for due to budget cuts. Not about tortoises, who have shared the land with grazing cattle since the 1800s. And no kidding. The BLM is trying to get rid of the last ranch in the area so they can close the roads and keep the public out of these public lands. Some think it's so the government can frack there to get oil. Wouldn't that be ironic? Robert says, when the sheeple vote for big government, this is what you get. John says, oil or the solar power plants they need that land for. Either way, it's a land grab. Last I saw them, the Nevada militia was going out there to back up the rancher, along with probably a couple thousand out-of-state folks that had pledged support. They're on their way there. It's one of the reasons they set up a First Amendment arena area. Did you see this, Todd? This was another little chilling photo out of this thing. They set up a little fence line area, and if you wanted to go out there and express your First Amendment rights, you had to go into this pen. Well, I'm thinking they ought to put the tortoises and solve this. Wes in Mercer County, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I find it amazing that there needs to be concern about the federal government and a federal land grab in another state. It's even more pathetic when we have a state land grab by our state officials in the state of North Dakota in the special places, and the fact that we just had a Republican convention. One group stood out there and said, you know what, this is wrong. It is a land grab. We need to change that. And the party in power rallied and ensured that even legislators in Western North Dakota followed the party line. And I think, Scott, you need to ask the legislators you're going to have on this morning how they feel about private property rights and whether they're going to stand up for the people that put them in office, the taxpayers and the private property owners in the state of North Dakota.
We'll do it. They're going to be here next hour.
We've got some real issues in the state of North Dakota right now in what's happening. You need to ask Gail Carlson if he's even aware or even cares what the Industrial Commission is doing and the Attorney General.
We'll ask him. That's a fair connect. I mean, obviously, apples and oranges and how it went about and how it happened, but it is ultimately... ultimately a private property question.
I don't see that. I mean, is it apples and oranges because we have a state government doing it to its people?
No, it's not. I don't. I mean, I say it's apples and oranges in that in the case of this guy, he has, what he believes are rights to grazing on BLM land. Okay. In North Dakota, we're talking about private land being regulated in a new way by state government. So it's apples and oranges in that way. But, the land grab part of it, I think, is fair to ask. We will. Let me get a caller from Solon in here to take us to the break. Scott, go ahead. Your take on what's on your mind quickly.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Trent Luce had on last night. He's talking about this. And I gathered that it cost, and I don't know if it was BLM that did it, but they rounded up these 500 head of cattle, and it cost them $1 million.
Oh, my gosh. Think about that. Take 100,000 and feed the turtles and save 900 grand. Great point, Scott. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties. Fastest shipping in the industry and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On What's On Your Mind today, on the road, powered by our friends at PetroServe USA, by the way, home of the 4-for-4 special, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce fountain drink, and a couple of cookies, $4, all four items for $4, all day, every day, and of course, they get us here with the American-made fuel, 100%, by golly, they do it at PetroServe USA locations, where they connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, locations near you, Bismarck, Mandan, all the way on out. You get to Valley City, get to Castleton, get to Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, into Minnesota, Glendon, and Dilworth and Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton, too, by the way, in North Dakota as well, if you head south on 29. We've been hacked, I think. We asked the question, who wins tonight, the North Dakota Fighting Sioux or the Minnesota Golden Chokers, Gophers?
No, you didn't mean that. You meant Chokers.
Yes, and I said here, sorry for the typo. Not, but we have more folks saying the Gophers are going to win than the Sioux are going to win. So be still,
what?
My heart, for crying out. Yes. So
stuff in the ballot box that can't be real.
All call. The one I do like though is Chris Erickson, who says it'll be a good bash. The Sioux won't come home without the championship. I like that optimism. Tonight's the big game. You can weigh in on that on our Facebook page. And come on, Sioux fans, all call for you. Anyway, back at the Buffalo City Grill, celebrating the best of Jamestown, the best of North Dakota, the best of the Northern Plains. It's on our bucket list to get to all the best places, and certainly this one is right up there. My first trip to the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill, right downtown Jamestown. I'm going to be chatting with more of the folks from here coming up in a little bit. As well on the program, Terry Wanstead, who is a farmer from here, and by the way, state legislator as well, senator from Jamestown, will join us in the program next hour and talk a little bit about the ag situation in and around this area and statewide as well. And a lot of topics we're tackling today. Get back to some of our open phone questions here at the top of the next hour. As promised now, however, we want to chat with a couple of legislative leaders, Kent Nonstedt, a Democratic leader, and Al Carlson, a Republican leader, to join us. Both parties, Republicans and Democrats, just wrapped up their convention, so a good time to see how the state of each of the parties are doing on the hot issues, and so we asked these two folks to join us today to talk a little bit about it. Al, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, Scotty?
Appreciate you joining us today on the program. Kenton, how about you?
Good. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Al.
Morning, Scott. How you doing, Kenton?
Good.
Glad to have you both on the program. Any questions for these two, certainly welcome to today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Ken, let me start with you. The first convention was with the Democrats gathering in Fargo. A lot of talk about some difficulty rounding up candidates, especially in the western North Dakota, but I think you came up pretty close to filling all the spots, about 15 or so that didn't get filled with a candidate. But give us your sense of the state of the Democratic Party these days in North Dakota.
Well, I think it's real positive. We didn't fill all of our legislative races, but we filled the 75% of them, which is a plus. And then when you look out at Western North Dakota, people were eager to get on board out west, and so we're excited about it. think leaving the convention, everybody's a lot of energy.
If there was a particular issue that you would have to say is on the minds of most Democrats and an issue you think will that play an important role in the upcoming election, what would it be, Ken?
Well, I think it's typical, even last session, property taxes right out in front, funding for West North Dakota, but funding for the entire state of North Dakota. We got water issues all across the state, and they have to be addressed. And how do we properly do that? That'll be the discussion point. I think education is always important. Early child care, pre-K, get those kids off to a good start. Those issues, the same as last session, is they're going to all have to be readdressed again.
Al, same two questions for you. State of the Republican Party post-convention, how are things looking in North Dakota?
Well, you know, we had a big turnout. We had 920 some odd people signed up. I think the last day the contested race had 840 some voters. It was a good convention. We had a great year recruiting for candidates. We had some open spots, people retiring. There's two districts that we didn't field any candidates. One of them is way up north in the Belcourt area. The other one, was a little surprising to us, was the one right in the heart of South Fargo. But the rest of them we filled, and we're really pleased with the quality of the candidates. And again, we're looking forward to the election. I think it's important, and Kenton's always been a great guy to work with. We don't always agree, but we're always are personable in how we do it. Is that issues will don't change a lot. You know, we still have all the infrastructure issues. We have the rapid growth out west. We have the rapid growth in Fargo. We have water issues, whiskeys for drinking, waters for fighting. You know, we gotta address water issues across the state, border to border. School funding, property tax relief, the general tax climate in our state, job creation, those things have been there since I started and they're still there.
You mentioned, you obviously both mentioned funding issues, and obviously the state's flush, given a robust economy. Canton is, when you talk about funding, is it a matter of spending more of those dollars to some of the needs you identify? Is North Dakota state government not spending enough on some of those issues you're concerned about?
We're leaving western North Dakota a little short-funded in a lot of areas. When communities and counties and schools are becoming dependent on hopefully getting a grant to help sustain their operations, you know, that to me is a big indication that we're not doing something right, you know. And if they have to be reliant on a grant, that's really too bad. And that tells us that our current formulas, our current things going back to these communities is wrong. And we need to look at that and make some changes.
That's an issue we hear a lot about, whether the formula needs to be changed or whether, you know, you talk to Williston folks, they talk about, you know, their bond rating going down because of the enormous amount of borrowing they're having to do. You talk to McKenzie County folks to say $1.2 billion is coming out of this county and $80 million is coming back. Al, what about the issue Ken raised? What's your take on the funding needs of the oil patch communities?
You know, no matter how much you said you could brag about all the money we sent out there, you know, you can say we put $2 million into infrastructure and we put money into school loans. We put money into bad debt at hospitals. We put money into law enforcement, put money into water and sewer. We understand that this is an ongoing process. This is still an evolving process. We put a lot of things forward in the last session, Scott, but I don't think there's anybody in the legislature that doesn't understand that this needs to have a new look again in every session and take a look at the formula, the distribution, find out where the holes are, where the weaknesses are, and try and address those. I want to make mention, though, Scott, that last time we did a tremendous change in the formula and a division of money, and we had hub cities and all kinds of different things. And that was pretty much crafted by the Western legislators that were out there. So those areas, we know they need more work, and we're going to continue to progress on those.
We had a call right before the break. Wanted me to ask you about the extraordinary places debate from a rancher down in Mercer County. And this is obviously an issue that is played out in the Industrial Commission, but they wanted the legislature's take on whether or not this issue will be taken up and whether you plan to address what is done. This particular rancher called it a land grab. We've heard that from others as well. This is obviously a debate about private property in areas surrounding, you know, places that are already off limits to oil and gas drilling. There is a process that's long been in place, and obviously what the Industrial Commission did was add some new provisions and some new public comment hearings, for instance, on public lands. Al, is, do you believe this issue is settled, or do you believe the legislature is going to take this up and make some changes to what the Industrial Commission put forward?
You know, once again, we are the policy-making branch of government, Scott, and I think that that issue will come up. I'd be interested to hear what Kenton's thought is on that, about the private property rights issue in the extraordinary places. But I don't think you're going to, there's any way that you're going to get by without that issue coming up and dealing with protecting those private property rights and making a fair policy.
And so, in other words, when you say come up, that's not the final word on it. The legislature will take a look at changing what was done by the Industrial Commission on it?
You bet. I think that again, the Western legislators that are out there, Kenton included, and I'm anxious to hear what he has to say about it, are going to have some input on that. I believe there'll be some type of legislation involved, and I think the legislation will address it. That's our job. Great policy.
Do you, last question, and I'll go to Ken on the same questions. Do you support what they did, Al?
You know, I know just enough to be dangerous. Any time you're violating private property rights and you're stepping over that bound saying you can't drill and do certain things on your own property, I have trouble with that. So I think there's some adjustments need to be made.
Ken, same questions. You agree with what was done? Will it be taken up? Will it change?
It's going to have to be discussed because property rights is true to everybody that owns property, you know, and in Western North Dakota more so than ever. And the trouble we have and what makes it so complicated is we have this mineral development, and they take precedence over the surface owner. So you have to allow that mineral developer to deal with it. So that alone makes it complicated because one surface owner probably doesn't have the minerals. And so his concept of what he'd like to protect is important. Then you have another mineral owner that has a surface. So he looks at things a little bit differently. But there's areas in North Dakota that are serene. They're not a national park or anything, White Earth Valley. There's people in White Earth Valleys want to keep it the way it is, you know. So you got to be respectful of that. Then there's other areas that says, you know, I want my area developed, and they look at other benefits. So it's a fine line of how you address that. I think the overall concept is that we have to have the ability to maintain and keep some special places, you know, and then it gets into that. Well, where are all these boys going to be at? And so one person might agree, one person might disagree. So there's so many factors that come into play and what's happening. And then,
do you support what the Industrial Commission did?
I don't support what the Industrial Commission did totally. Number one is that when it first came out, it was drawn out of there, and then you had people weighing in on this that were not North Dakotans. They could be
hold
called
that, hold that thought if you would, Ken. We're up against a break. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Got a question on taxes that comes up a lot from our audience, too. Stay tuned, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour July 14th through 18th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's port services and train yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We're back. We're in the Buffalo City today, and I have been to Jamestown hundreds of times, without question, over the years, and have never been to the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill until today. And this is part of our bucket list, just to get to the best of the Northern Plains, and everybody says best restaurant in Jamestown, Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. So we're here. Sherry Heyer and her husband Jim own this, and Sherry is a Jamestown native. How are you?
I'm good, Scott.
Folks may be familiar with the Doolittle's restaurant chain that you guys are part of, but the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill is unique, and it's pretty special to you in your hometown. How did you come to own this fine restaurant?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll make it short. We knew the previous owners. They graduated from high school with Jim and I, and at one point, Brian and Barb had asked us that, told us that this would be a good Doolittle's here in Fargo, and we said, well, or in Jamestown, and we said, well, we can't do a Doolittle's in Jamestown, sorry. So they tried to convince us about the year before we bought it that we needed to have this place. And so, of course, that puts a little spark in your ear and your brain to think, well, maybe we could do this. Well, then the more we talked about it and more we thought about it and the more we analyzed it, we said, no, we're not interested. But as you can see, here we are.
Exactly, but with a unique name and style and everything else that's very, I mean, what I think is so fun is that this is, you love Jamestown. This is your hometown.
This is where we graduated from high school. We weren't born here, neither one of us, but we were raised here and absolutely love this town. And it was a no-brainer to come back and take over.
What are you most proud about the restaurant? What do you think folks are going to love the most about coming into the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill?
What I'm the most proud of is our employees, the people in charge, the surroundings, and the compliments we get when people come in. That's what I'm the most proud of right now.
We'll tell you more about the menu and some of the other fun things going on a little later on in the program. Thanks, Sherry. We're at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill today, having lots of fun. And I just want you to know about another one of those best places. You know, when you come to Jamestown, you come to the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. We know that now, so it's fantastic. Continuing our conversation with two legislative leaders, Kent Onstad and Al Carlson, here today on the program. And I didn't give you a chance to finish, but you said you did not support in total what the Industrial Commission did. And go ahead and finish your thought on that, Kent, and we'll move on to taxes here.
Well, I didn't support it because all of a sudden they took it and they just ravaged the whole thing and part of it. I think there is an outside influence from both the oil industry to eliminate the special places, and I think that part is wrong, and that's why we're going to have that discussion this winter about it.
A question we get a lot from our audience is they see the projections and the dollars that are coming in to state coffers, and they say, why in the world do we have a state income tax? And I know this debate's happened before. Obviously, Al, you and I have talked about it. Kent, you and I have talked about it. All the legislators talk about it. They say, well, property tax is the big issue. That obviously was dealt with. Well, can you walk and chew gum at the same time is what our listeners say. Is it time, given the amount of dollars coming in, that North Dakota not have an income tax? Al, what would you say about that?
You know, I've supported lowering it every time I've been there. I'd like to see it phased out over the next 2-3 bienniums and have it gone. I think it's one of those things that needs to be phased out instead of just chopped off at the knees. And I think we need to look at all the tax structures. Scott, I think you need to look at corporate income tax. I think you need to look at sales tax. I think you need to look at all of them when you deal with the tax package. I think you got to look at the whole thing. But income tax, over time, I'd like to see it. To see it go away, not all in one shot, but over time.
Kenton, that's what our listeners say they want. Would you hear them well enough to support what Al's talking about there?
Well, you know, when you look at revenue, then you also look at expenses, and then you look at the needs across the state of North Dakota. And I look at West North Dakota. Al is from the eastern part. There's going to be the flood diversion. We still deal with Devil's Lake. We still have a flood in Minot. We're looking at a pipeline probably all the way to the Fargo area. And those expenses are going to be dealt with from the state of North Dakota. It's probably not going to come from the federal government. We have a deteriorating state road system all across the state. If you put it on a 20-year life, what we're currently doing is not keeping up. So one, you have to look at what's the revenue coming in, and then you have to look at the needs and expenses that way. I don't think currently our revenue is out of the ballpark that's coming in currently in the North Dakota. But the needs of North Dakota are expanding. When you start adding 60,000-70,000 people to the state of North Dakota, all that has a stress on the system, from law enforcement to courts to schools and so on. So those things have to be addressed first, and then we can look at the revenue reduction.
So can you do both? Can you tackle the needs and also say, with this amount of revenue coming in, that we not have an income tax, that we go to something bold like South Dakota quickly, Ken?
Well, you can do that. Then you become more dependent on another revenue source. If that's the case, I'll look at Alaska. They're 80 or 90% dependent on oil revenue, and all of a sudden, the oil industry expects a drop in theirs, and so now they have to go back to income tax increases and so on. They have to go
Al,
back
Al,
to,
last word for you, Al, on this point. With all the needs, can we do both, Al, quickly?
You know, I think I don't disagree that you look at your expenses, but I think that by looking at them, we should probably find ways to reduce the size of our government, fund our priorities, and take a look at our overall tax structure and make the burden as least we can for our citizens.
All right, gentlemen, thanks for the time today. Ken Nonstad, Democratic leader, Al Carlson, Republican leader, on What's on Your Mind today, with a legislative perspective on the, where the state sits.
Iowa, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.